In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children. Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today. Q-Code presents Electric Easy. Created by Vanya Asher, starring and executive produced by Kesha. Also starring Chloe Bailey and Mason Gooding.
Verse 8. Mama Diamond. Birthday Blues. Oh, that's right. That's right, my little beanie. My heart. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I dreamt I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. So I hung my head and I cried. Happy birthday, Sasha.
Yay, yay, yay! Okay, now presents. Where are my presents?
For your fifth birthday, we bought you a bike. A pink thing with shiny tassels on the handlebars. You cried and knocked it over when you saw it. Your daddy insisted we try, God rest his soul, but no way, no how. So we exchanged it for a black and blue one with flames on it, which you loved, of course. Are you sure you don't want to try in the grass first?
Yes. Can you take those things off?
What things?
Those.
The training wheels? Honey, they'll help.
Cousin Marcus says they're for babies. Not a baby anymore.
Of course you're not a baby. You're 5 years old. It only took you a few tries. Now don't be scared.
I'm not. You're holding me too tight.
Oh, okay, there you go. That's it. That's it.
I'm doing it. Oh, I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let go now.
Let go, Mama.
As you slipped out of my hands, I felt longing, sharp as a tack. And then you were off.
I'm doing it. Oh, I'm riding the bike. Mama, look.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. I see. Not too far, Sasha. Honey, slow down. I ran after you, scared that you would fall, and you did, of course. Sasha! Damn it! Let me see. Why didn't you listen to me? Why didn't you think, Sasha?
Why are you mad?
I'm not mad. Sorry, honey.
It's just a scratch. Again!
Mama? Mrs. Diamond?
What is it, Skinner?
What do you want us to do with the electric after church?
Just clean it up. Make sure it's charged.
No problem, ma'am.
Don't let it out of your sight, Skinner. Not for a moment.
Of course, ma'am.
Hey, Skinner. You did good. I won't forget it.
Well, you must feel relieved.
I'm ravenous, my boy. Oh, someone jealous? Don't worry. You're my best boy. Even when all of Mama's boys turn their backs on her, you'll be right by my side. Isn't that right? They need to be walked. Huh? Lucky usually takes them for their midday.
Well, I could walk them.
Oh, they don't take to just anyone, Skinner. But I suppose it's worth a try. Ugh, this traffic. Where are we?
Larchmont.
Ah, I knew it. My mother used to clean houses in this area. Looks nothing special now, but when I was a young girl, I would see cavalcades of cars like ours snaking down the street, carrying politicians and stars, VIPs. You couldn't see them through the tinted windows, but I'd imagine them inside, looking out at me, smiling, rich, free. Put him somewhere where he can cool off. Lucky, I mean, before the conversionist gets here.
You're bringing in...
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am.
On your 21st birthday, we had the talk. I was dreading it for so many months. You were a dam waiting to burst. I prayed that day was not the day. No such luck. But I guess it was my fault. Because everything was my fault those days.
Mom?
Out here?
Mom, can
oh,
I...
Oh, honey. Look how beautiful you are, Sasha. I wish you'd put on a dress more often.
Thanks. I kind of need to talk to you.
Well, can it wait? Your guests will be arriving in less than an hour. I still have to...
I'd really like to...
For the love of... Trina!
Mom.
Trina! Get your ass over here.
Oh,
now!
Mail?
Miss Sasha?
Hi, Trini.
How many times do I have to... Lilacs are too pungent for dinners. Poppies or dahlias?
But ma'am, I thought you wanted lilacs because last time
Can you
time
just
you
do
said...
what I say for once? What's not connecting?
Apologies, ma'am.
Pull it together or I'll upgrade you to a newer model, I swear to God, Trina.
Mom!
Yes, ma'am.
Get these out of my sight, please and thank you.
You can't talk to her like that.
I asked her to get that leg of hers fixed last week. It's embarrassing. I can't hear myself think. What, Sasha, what do you want to talk about?
Nothing. Nothing. I just...
Oh, Lord, please don't tell me you're using again.
What? No, I'm not. I'm clean. I'm happy. I just wanted to tell you that I'm happy.
You're happy?
Yeah. Very.
All right. I'm not sure I follow, darling.
I'm seeing someone new.
Oh. That's great, honey.
Yeah. It's been a few months now, but...
But what?
I don't know how to say it, really. You're gonna... I don't want you to overreact. What's so funny?
Oh, my child.
What?
Oh, come on, Sasha. You think I'm an idiot?
Do I think you're an idiot?
I know. About you and...
Okay. Are you having me followed again?
Oh, please.
Can you answer the question?
People talk, Sasha, and you haven't exactly been discreet. I was praying. It was just a phase.
Bullshit. Bullshit!
March for Electric Rights. I heard you went. Actually, I saw a picture of you and your... I know, the world is changing. I get it, I do. I just never thought that my child...
Stop.
It's not right.
Stop.
What you're doing. It's not natural.
Stop. I'm not going down this road with you. I don't want to fight. Not today. I just thought that you should know. Because I invited her to come to my birthday dinner tonight.
Did you now?
Yeah, I did.
Well, thanks for the heads up. I don't know what to say.
That's the thing, Mom. You don't need to say anything. Just listen. I'm happy. For the first time in so long.
You're dating the machine that came as a feature on the sailboat I bought you.
She's not a machine. And her name is Prisma.
Prisma?
Yeah.
God almighty, is this really happening?
See? I knew this would be pointless.
Wait! Please? You stubborn, stubborn thing.
Yeah, I wonder where I got that from.
I'm scared, Sasha. I'm just really scared. I'm scared because I don't understand. I'm scared about what people will say. I'm scared because I can't help you through this. I'm scared for your future.
I love you too, Mom. It's all gonna be okay.
Life is hard enough as it is.
Just trust me, please.
Well, one day you'll be a mother. Then you'll understand.
Yeah.
Katrina? My head is throbbing. If you could get me my pills, please.
Ma'am.
And apologies about earlier. I wasn't myself. Oh, and one more place setting. Here.
Of course.
What?
Thank you. I feel like we don't talk anymore. It's nice to talk.
Oh, God. You're more dramatic than your daddy was. I gotta freshen up.
I'll help Trina finish.
You really do look beautiful. My birthday baby.
Thanks, Mom.
I felt lightheaded. I felt dread creeping up my spine. I thought I would topple right there and... I walked into the shower, fully clothed. And I knew something bad was coming. I just knew. The dinner never happened. You fell ill, started vomiting. We thought it was food poisoning. Had no idea at the time, but the virus was already spreading inside of you. Take the bag off its head, Skinner.
It's been collared. You just press the button.
Thank you.
You piece of garbage.
Quiet now, Prisma. I mean, Vector. Silly me. Oh, would you listen to that? Direct link to God, that boy. They're all blind. The choir singers. Perfect as they are. Not modding themselves till kingdom come like your kind.
You didn't need to scrap Omni. You didn't need to do that.
I didn't do that. You did that. You tried to take my lucky, so I took one of yours. Isn't this a charming little church? Biopure Heart of Mary. This must not be your first time in a biochurch, huh? You're not on fire. It's a good sign.
What do you want from me?
Is that the crucifix that Sasha gave you? It is. It was mine, you know. My father gifted it to me for my confirmation. It's from a little village in Italy.
I know.
You still believe in God, Vector?
I do.
I used to hear him, you know, in the wind, in the waves, in her laugh. No more. You'll die tonight, you know that.
Figured as much.
Smart cookie.
Here?
No. We're here to prepare. We're here for forgiveness.
What?
Speak of the devil. Father Carlos, thank you for accommodating us.
Let's make this quick, Miss Diamond, please. This goes against every regulation.
I will make my appreciation known where it counts, as usual.
Is this?
Indeed.
You can hardly tell.
Well, it was very expensive. Father, I'd prefer we do it here instead of the confessional. I like to watch. On your knees now. It's time for your last confession.
Why are you doing this?
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, what would you like to confess?
I just get it off your chest. Say what you know is true in your heart of hearts.
You're a monster.
So are you. And the sooner you admit to it, the sooner this can all end.
I'm not.
You are. You are a killer, Vector.
Just keep it down.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
You killed her.
No, no.
Yes, you did, Vector.
No, no, no.
You killed my only child. With her dying breath, she cursed the day she met you.
You're lying.
If you confess your mortal sin
no,
in God's
no,
house,
no,
perhaps
no,
he
no,
will
no.
forgive what I cannot.
Just say it. Just say the words.
Just say it. You want to, I know you do. I can see it in your eyes. Just let it spill out of you. Say it. Say it. Say I killed her.
I killed her. I killed her. I killed her, okay? I fucking killed her. Oh, God.
Everything all right, Father?
Oh, don't mind us.
Keep practicing my apologies. Keep going.
All right, let's
child. Let's speak the act of contrition. Do you know it?
Oh, my God, I am heartily sorry.
Oh, my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all my sins because of thy punishments, but also all because they offend thee. My God, who art all good and deserving of all my love,
I firmly resolve with the help of thy grace,
more and more than your occasion of sin, our Savior Jesus Christ suffered and
died for us.
In his name, my God,
have mercy. Amen.
Amen. You are forgiven. Go in peace. Lamb of God. Please, Miss Diamond, get her. It out of here.
Ah, they fall like dominoes for you, don't they?
I don't get it.
Get what?
Why do you care if God forgives me?
If there is a God, and there is a heaven, my baby's up there. And I know there's no chance they'll let me pass the pearly gates, but you? Maybe they'll open for you now. And my baby. My baby won't be all alone.
You think that's the first time that I've said those words? It's my first and last thought of every day.
I miss her so much.
I miss her too. But you know she wouldn't want you to do this.
I know. I just, at this point, I can't help myself.
No, please don't take my necklace. Please don't. No.
Skinner, bag it.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
On a summer night, Douglas Wagg Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
It was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
You passed 3 months before your 22nd birthday. The pain was... I had hardships in my life, but this... A parent should not watch their child die. Your pain disfigured me. On your 22nd birthday, I went into your old bedroom for the first time since you were taken from me. It still smelled like you. I stumbled onto your bed. I put my head on your pillow. I pressed my hands between my thighs so I wouldn't claw my own eyes out. And I wished for God to stop my heart. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God! Oh, God! He didn't listen. Or if he did, he did not answer. I was so alone. But then, there was a knock at the door.
What?
Sorry to disturb.
What is it?
We caught the boy who's been hitting us with graffiti. You want us to throw him to the cops, or,
No. I want to blow off some steam. When the news of your death leaked to the press, that's when the movement found me. Fringe biopurist groups picketed your funeral and then my businesses. I was no fan of electrics, but I despised the biopurists until one of their brood defaced my restaurant billboard. He wrote three words: filthy, metal, lust. The boy was a feral thing, but in his eyes, I recognized the exquisite rage in his eyes the instant I met him. It was the same as my own. It was a sign.
Take off his gag.
You got no right to do this.
Oh, really?
Let me go!
You defaced my property, boy, on tape. You don't got a leg to stand on.
Okay, my words are truth. You can't bury the truth. Filthy, metal.
Tell
lust.
Me, young gun, can your family afford the 10K fine you'll get slapped with for vandalism? Can you survive even a year in county? Nothing but skin and bones on
but
you.
But you think we don't know what we're up against? We know the price. The trap has been set. The world is dying in electric temptation.
The world is dying because of Blitz.
Yeah, and it's your fault.
Mine.
Anyone who allows their evil to spread bears the burden.
Ooh. What's your name?
I'm not telling you shit, you crazy bitch. Let me go, or
you
I'll...
can talk to me, or I'll drop your ass at the precinct and make sure the cops beat it till you can't walk.
Oh. I get it. You think you're some kind of gangster, yeah?
I prefer to think of myself as an entrepreneur. Gonna play nice. Huh?
Yes, yes.
Overstepping, dumb fuck. Now, what's your name?
Lucky.
Lucky. You need to stop hitting my billboards, Lucky. You need to tell the people at your little BioPure Heart congregation that if they picket my restaurant one more time, I'll burn their parish down with them in it.
What kind of mother are you?
I'd think very carefully about the next words out of your mouth if I were you.
Why don't you just scrap the forsaken thing?
What?
The electric that infected your daughter. If I were you, I would tear it apart. Yeah? And then I'd go and I'd tear the rest of them apart. One by one, till the world was
take
pure
him downtown.
Again. You hear me? Pure!
That night, I slept in Sasha's room. I had a beautiful dream. I dreamt that my daughter was still alive. And then I was woken up by Trina, my housekeeper, shuffling down the hallway. Her leg started making that noise again. I couldn't stand it another moment. Not another moment of that horrible noise.
Sorry, ma'am. I've been saving up to get one of those Blitz patches to protect you and myself just in case.
I don't remember grabbing the letter opener from Sasha's desk, but I must have. Because I stabbed Trina with it over 30 times. Didn't I tell you to get your leg fixed? I felt nothing. And that felt good. I went to see Lucky in jail the very next day. He didn't look surprised to see me. Not one bit.
I'll be damned.
I've been thinking.
Uh-huh.
What you were saying yesterday, it's not a half bad idea, Lucky. Not a bad idea at all. Problem is, the rusted murdering thing ran off with its tail between its legs and went off the grid. I gotta track it down.
Shouldn't be hard for you, if you are who you are.
You got some balls, kid.
I ain't scared of shit.
I can see that. It's refreshing. All my boys around me are going soft on me.
See, that sounds like a you problem to me.
Well, I have an idea. Why don't you help me?
Shit. Do what?
Hunt for the electric. Spread my reach.
You serious?
Dead serious. Come work for me.
Man, I still got my hands cuffed. You're talking to me about...
You want to change the world, hmm? I'm offering you a chance to do something better with your hands than painting the town with your little slogans.
So you're not on their side no more?
Does it sound like I'm on their side, Lucky?
I mean, I don't know, man. So you'd pay me?
Well, first I'd get you out of here. You'd pay off that debt. But at the rate I pay, it'd be real quick. And then... I'll make you rich.
Aye. Why not?
Why not? Call me Mama.
What's That's good, Mama.
Today would have been your 26th birthday. If I trusted my gut, if I'd never brought the electric into our lives, if. But the past is history. Today, I will make things right. For you, my love. My Sasha. A final gift. The people of Beverly Hills do not want another electric charging shelter in our backyards. That much I know. Oh my, Pastor Richard. Is that your little boy? Look how big you've gotten. How come we never see you at the restaurant anymore, Councilman? Come by one night, grab a martini. I'm sure we can figure out a way to move your wares. Talk to Skinner over there. And get yourself a refill. Show will be starting soon. He give you a shiner?
Mm-hmm. When we were strapping him in.
He won't be wilding when the conversionist is done with him. Walk in, Lucky is buckled into a leather chair. Electrodes cover his sweat-soaked body. The screen in front of Lucky flashes images of pleasant things like pink sunsets and puppies playing and healthy, normal bios doing healthy, normal things. But mixed in are images of electrics engaging in lewd sexual acts with bios. And when one of those comes up,
very good. You did very good, Lucky. Oh, he's doing so, so well, Miss D. I'm gonna go get some more towels. Be back in a jiffy, okay?
I brought you a plate.
I'm not hungry.
It's carbonara, your favorite.
I said I'm not fucking hungry.
Why are you mad at me, Lucky? I didn't do anything.
So do it already.
Do what exactly?
Kill me.
Kill you? Oh, my dear boy, what's gotten into you? I'm not angry, Lucky. I'm grateful.
Grateful?
Yes. I'm grateful to have you back, son. Safe and sound. But you're all mixed up in the head right now. I will help you get better.
I'm not...
Oh, my child, I know. It's okay. It's all gonna be okay. Come here.
No, don't come near me. Don't.
All right. I won't touch you. I'll stay right here. See?
I am so confused, Mama. Vector, I don't know what I'm gonna. Fuck!
Shh, it's all right now. Remember what you need to do when you get like this? Breathe. Just breathe. What's done is done, and Mama will make it better. You hear me?
Did you know about me?
I didn't know, but I'd be lying if I said I hadn't suspected.
Why? What is it about me?
There's a quality, a sensitivity. On one hand, it lets you see things that others don't, and on the other, it leaves you vulnerable. Just like my Sasha. When I sent you to Repo Vector, I knew there was a chance it could all go to hell.
Then why?
Risk it?
Yes.
I wanted you to prove me wrong.
But I screwed up. I screwed up big time.
You did, honey. But if it wasn't for you, we would never have joined the cause. You grew our operations across the city. You found the electric. You gave me strength when I had none. You did all that. I still believe in you. In your potential, Lucky.
They gave me this drug. And
of course they did.
What if I can't get better?
You can.
What if I don't want to? I think... feels like I'm in love, Mama.
I know, Lucky. I know. But the truth is, what you feel isn't love. It's a sad imitation. Lust all twisted up. That electric was programmed to seduce you. It exploited your weakness to preserve itself. It's not your fault.
No, it hurts.
And it's not supposed to. You deserve to feel true love. You deserve a second chance.
Diamond dogs don't do...
You know, when Skinner first told me about what you did last night, I was filled with such sadness, I wasn't sure my heart could take it. But then this morning when I saw the anguish in your eyes, I saw Sasha. What a gift that was. History repeats itself for a reason.
I don't get what you...
You are my second chance, Lucky. And I sure as hell didn't deserve it either. We all screw up. But it's what we do when we're faced with our failures that makes us who we are.
I want a second chance. I do.
Good. Then you need to break the spell.
I want to break the spell.
The Diamond Dogs could belong to you one day when I'm dust. And there's only one way to regain their trust and mine. You know what you have to do.
I can't do that.
Oh, I know you can.
I need more. I need it.
Lucky trembles as he straps himself back into the leather chair. And I proudly fasten his last buckle.
Okay, folks, shall we continue with our session?
Yes, Doctor.
Okay, good. Good, Lucky, good.
It's time, finally. The lights illuminate Vector in the middle of the stage. The criminal displayed for all the world to see.
No!
I watch my Lucky approach her, confidently, switchblade in hand, ready to cut her up.
Once a traitor, always a traitor, huh, Lucky?
Scrap show begins. I settle into my seat. I pour myself a glass of champagne. I feel nothing. And that feels good.
Electric Easy stars Chloe Bailey as Vector, Mason Gooding as Lucky, Frances Fisher as Mama Diamond, Happy Anderson as Skinner, Lachlan Watson as Sasha. Additional performances by Samantha Imadej, Stacey Greenwell, Atul Singh, Josh Shell, James Wellington, Ryan Bowman, Kat Ring. Created and directed by Vanya Asher. Executive produced by Kesha, Vanya Asher, Rob Herding, Sandra Yi Ling, and David Henning. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Michelle Zarati. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Executive music producer, Kesha. Music supervisor, Matthew Heron-Smith. Music editors, Matthew Llewellyn and Brian Kessley. Additional songs by Glenn Kreitzer. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Additional editing by Ariel McGrail, Neely Oftering, and Beatrice Noronha. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Sound effects editor, D. Chris Smith. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting directors Chelsea Block and Marisa Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz Miles. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Additional script supervisors, Emily Blake and Liam Hoops. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinators, Jack Friedman and Brandon Weisner. Host coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Marlena Ma, Justin Kelly, Dagan Fricklin, Yadra Alisbahic, and Safet Alisbahic. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Electric Easy is a Q-Code production. Electric Easy is presented by Bud Light Seltzer Retro Tie-Dye. Bold flavors and just great taste. Experience variety and fun with Bud Light Seltzer today.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, just checking in. And seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.